Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
The preacher and the teacher. Mustard and Johnson. It's Mustard and Johnson on the WEEI Sports Radio Network. Talk all things socks, pats, B's and C's. Right now with Mustard and Johnson on the WEEI Sports Radio Network at WEEI.com.
Yeah, I think I've already addressed this, so we're going to get ready for the Jets here. Happy to answer any football questions, but the rest of it, I'm done with the rest of it.
Sure. Was there ever a point where some off-field stuff is enough?
Okay.
Is enough?
So, yeah. I'm good. Okay. Thank you. Well, we had enough of that.
Kelly deals. Swing line drive, left field, base hit. Davis hits third. He's going to score. Another four-hour affair and another tough loss for the Red Sox. Tampa Bay 5, Boston 4 in 11 innings.
And it was walk-off Friday in Boston. Bill Belichick down in Foxborough walking off after sick and tired of hearing all the questions about Antonio Brown. Hours later, it was Antonio Brown's turn to walk off as he walked out of Gillette Stadium for the last time released. And then the Boston Red Sox walked off the field, officially eliminated last night, first by Cleveland, then by Tampa in 11 innings. It was Black Friday, Larry Johnson, in Boston, all around.
Antonio, did he walk off or was he pushed?
Well, I don't think he walked off voluntarily. Neither did the Red Sox, as a matter of fact. But both officially eliminated. Red Sox from wild card contention last night. And Antonio Brown from the Patriots. And who knows what his future will be. And you have to admit, this has been one hellacious two-week period.
Well, he's given us 2 weeks of programming.
Yeah, you know, and I want to thank, can I thank Antonio Brown? Because once in a while we come in here and, you know, the Red Sox have won the night before.
Nothing to talk about.
And you can't complain about the Red Sox when they win the night before. Even you knew they weren't going anywhere this year. So in comes Antonio Brown via Pittsburgh and Oakland and providing all of this program fodder. For 2 weeks, it began two Saturdays ago, Larry, in real time as Antonio was shooting his way out of Oakland. And then by the time Saturday afternoon concluded, somewhere around 5 o'clock, he was a member of the Patriots. He joined the team officially in practice 3 or 4 days later. And the 11-day Patriot saga, the illustrative career of Antonio Brown in a Patriot uniform came to an unceremonious end when the Patriots finally came to their senses and realized this guy was too much of a headache and they parted ways.
Just wasn't going to work.
Now, you have been on the other side.
A supporter of signing him.
You were a supporter.
I don't regret one.
No, you were a human contortionist, like so many other human contortionists around New England these past 11 days or so.
How's it feel to be right once in a while?
Twisting yourself into a veritable pretzel, and we played the Steely Dan song Pretzel Logic. Probably should have played the twist from Chubby Checker. There were so many rationalizations, justifications, and defenses of this guy. It was absolutely absurd. Now I'm wondering... that now that AB is gone, have you two, like Bob Kraft, perhaps Bob Belichick, maybe even Bill Belichick, I should say, and maybe even Tom Brady, have you come to your senses, too, and realized this was experiment was inevitably doomed?
No, because it's just what you said. It was an experiment. He was an incredible football player. Absolutely.
Was?
When I watched him last week, he's got tremendous hands, tremendous football player. But never have I seen such moronic behavior from an individual. It is him. He needs to take a year off and get some counseling or something.
That you weren't saying this at all last week. Eamon, saying anything about counseling last week?
No, I said
A year off?
I didn't mind.
It's amazing how now Larry Johnson.
I'm not regretting anything. Unlike you, I'm not regretting anything.
Wait a minute. This week he needs counseling. Last week he was railroaded. by the NFL in these unfair allegations. It was a money grab. I heard nothing about counseling.
I never said about money grab.
I heard nothing last week about counseling at all.
I said everybody gets an opportunity, innocent until proven guilty.
Well, what, has he been proven guilty anywhere?
Not yet. But he has been.
What has changed from last week?
If you tell somebody not to do something and they go right out and do it anyway, then that's a good sign that nothing's going to change. And it's going to be an on and off exercise for the entire season. And nobody wants to put up with that. This team is about football.
Okay, but why weren't you offering this very wise?
Because he wasn't doing these things when they signed him.
Oh, so the sexual misconduct in the text that happened on Wednesday night, threatening this woman's family, taking pictures.
They were investigating it, and I don't blame them.
All right, what's the difference?
We all said, let them investigate and see what they find out, and then we can come up with a better
fair conclusion. Okay, what have they found out? What have they found out in this one that they haven't found anything out in anything?
No, the thing is, the Patriots obviously told the guy, look, get off this social media crap and tweeting and all that other stuff. We don't want it. We don't want it here. So what does the guy do? He goes out and contacts this artist who's supposed to be doing this painting of him and threatening her and all type of sexual innuendos, etc. and so on. And they just says, that's enough of that. This guy doesn't want to listen. We don't want him.
Well, there's also the threat that the NFL was on the verge of putting him on the exempt list or suspending him altogether. Patriots pretty much embarrassed by this whole thing anyway. Not that they wanted to. I don't believe they wanted to, but they had to because the NFL was about to do something that the Patriots should have done a long time ago. Probably should never have got in bed with this guy. Very poor metaphor. I apologize for that.
I don't mind it. I think the guy was a tremendous football player, and he was worth the risk.
Why don't you give them credit for doing
what they said they would do? And if the guy turned out to be a jerk, which he was, they get rid of him. He's gonzo.
Okay,
your problem?
So you would disagree with those who, like me, who would agree with what Dan Shaughnessy wrote in today's Boston Globe. Headline is, and I saw him last night at NBC Sports New England expressing the same view. The headline today is Patriots get no points for releasing Antonio Brown. That it's way too late.
Did it change the team?
What do you mean it doesn't change the team?
Did it change the team? They took a flyer on him. He didn't turn out to be.
So all you're worried about is the shape of the team.
It wasn't what they,
what a relief.
Wasn't what they wanted him to live up to. They put some standards in place, and the guy couldn't do it.
They put some very tough standards. Please don't go on social media and harass any more potential victims.
That was the first step. Yeah.
Oh, boy, they have high standards down there.
He couldn't do it.
No. But it's laughable.
We all agree with the guy's stupid or something's wrong with him.
But I didn't hear any of this insight last week.
Of course you did. We all said that the guy's got a lot of problems.
Yeah.
But if he can play football.
Right. Well, did he play football well? Wait a minute.
Yes, he did.
Okay,
yes,
so why are you changing your tune?
I changed my tune in a sense that you set up certain standards of behavior for him off the field, and he couldn't do it.
All right. So you think that the Patriots did the right thing by finally making this decision
of
yesterday?
Of course.
Okay. Well, I've been for getting rid of this guy. I was shocked.
You didn't want him in the first
place. I did not want him in the first
fine.
Place.
You and your little
our little sanctimonious minions out there.
You dance around in the parking lot, and you could be happy about it.
Yeah. Amazing.
I didn't mind taking a flyer on
him. Right, because
He's got that much talent. I want to win,
yeah,
that's why.
You know, I kept on using the Steely Dan song, Pretzel Logic, but it's laundry logic. As long as he wears your uniform, all is right with the world, and I'm sure Patriot fans like
you. Do you think if he signed with Kansas City, I'd be dancing in the streets?
You would not be.
Thank you.
Be very upset about that.
Thank you. I wouldn't be very upset.
All those people
this
that...
This guy's got enough talent. I don't want him going anywhere.
Right. But let's face it. We know fans are going to be fans, and those in Kansas City did everything they could, just like Patriot fans up here, to keep Tyreek Hill on the Kansas City roster. I'm sure they were not thrilled when Kareem Hunt was caught on video kicking that woman in the hotel.
No, excuse me. Everybody wants the team to be great. People are talking about a perfect season. They're talking about Super Bowl bound. They're talking about all of that stuff. People admit it. Then when something goes wrong, you know, I give him credit because they just said enough of this crap. We told the guy 15 times not to do something, and he does it anyway. So what else you suppose? Now, I'd be really upset if they kept the guy despite all this stuff.
Wait a minute. You think that this text to the woman crossed the line that he didn't cross with the other woman?
We don't know what happened with the other woman. We don't know.
We saw this text. Wait a minute. We read the text. We heard the eloquence, the sonorous, mellifluous voice of Glenn Ordway reading those texts on this very radio show last week. Those weren't enough for you?
No, that was being investigated, and you know that.
Okay.
You know that. This particular thing that came out was something that it had needed no filter. It needed nothing. It's the fact that threatening the woman, what I can't stand about him is how cheap he is, and he owed all these people money, and he never paid anybody.
Right.
I can't stand that about a person.
He is a highly, and this is being kind, a highly immature 28, 29, what is he, 31 years old. He's not even really an adolescent.
Time to put all those toys away.
But you
and
know
he
what?
Didn't. So yep. If you want me to come in here, and I don't know what you want me to do. I'm saying I'm glad they got rid of him because he did not live up to expectations that they had set before him.
Well,
how's that?
Okay. He lived up to every expectation I had because
you didn't have any.
Because you, unlike me, would like to believe, and many fans would like to believe, that the culture of the New England Patriots cannot tolerate this kind of behavior, that as soon as he walks into that locker room.
Was he worth the risk?
Absolutely not. And I said that from the beginning.
Why not?
Why would you want to go through all of this circus sideshows for weeks and weeks and weeks? Belichick, who is usually, he'll never answer a question, but he usually doesn't walk off in the middle of an interview. He
because
was intimidated
they kept
last week.
Asking him questions.
Right. And even Bill.
Well, how many questions?
The unflappable Bill.
Can you answer?
You know what? And so, the media was wrong to ask those questions?
No, but how many times can you answer them?
It's our duty. The story is, and we're in the media, Larry. I know you like to separate yourself when it doesn't work for you.
No, I'm just saying, if you ask a series of questions and he answers them, then what are you going to do every day? Come in there and it's just going to be a press conference
about
Antonio Brown?
This became a national story, so you had national reporters coming in. They're not going to kowtow to Bill like you and all you.
Nobody asked him
like
to.
Like all you Belichick worshippers out there.
No, I would have done the same. If I'm him and I'm standing up there and you keep asking me the same damn questions, I'm walking off also.
So was it a good move, Larry Johnson, that the Patriots
took
acquired?
A flyer?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Hey, Larry Johnson, about Antonio Brown. What do you think about his tenure with the Patriots?
If he measures up to the standards that we have set for him, it's a good opportunity.
What do you think about
the
NFL?
He's a great wide receiver.
Even Bill, the unflappable Bill Belichick, usually is not perturbed.
Now, isn't it true, Mr. Reporter, that you were fired any number of times from your career?
And I'm very open about that. Transparency is the way I go.
Now, why were you fired?
General incompetence. At least I admit it. Listen, Belichick.
Then you're stuck in here with this stiff on Saturday.
Exactly. But, you know, Belichick was not used to dealing with A, national reporters, and B, non-sports reporters. Oh, yeah.
That is not true.
Then why couldn't he? Why did he have
Because I don't. I'm the coach, and I don't feel like standing there and keep talking about the same damn thing over and over again. Until more evidence is provided.
Can't we talk about the New York Jets, that formidable opponent the Patriots are facing tomorrow?
No, but you ask me, I'm not going to stand there and just keep answering people's questions about the same thing.
Get ready for the Jets here. Happy to answer any football questions, but the rest of it, I'm done with the rest
of it.
You
know, you think a guy like Belichick.
Did you hear what he said?
Yeah, you think a guy.
You want to ask football questions, I'm fine. Anything else, I'm not. Let me answer it.
You know, the one coach in the National Football League you'd think who'd be quite adept at answering questions about non-football matters would be Bill Belichick. Spygate, Deflategate.
Guy's got a thousand things going on. You think he's going to stand there and subject himself to answering the same damn questions over and over
again? That's right, because he's preparing for the New York Jets.
That's correct.
I'm very concerned about the game plan they're preparing for the New York Jets.
Get ready for the Jets here.
You know, they haven't seen Luke Falk in action.
But doesn't anybody want to talk about the Jets?
I want to talk about Luke Falk. What is your breakdown of the Luke Falk
era? Is that Marshall's brother?
I don't think they're related. I'm just going to take a wild guess on that one. Could be related to Peter Falk.
Do they look alike?
They do not look. He looks more like Peter Falk, if you get my drift, than Marshall Falk.
What are you implying?
Well, the spelling.
Does he wear a raincoat?
No, the spelling is the same. F-A-L-K instead of F-A-U-L-K, which is Marshall Falk.
Well, F to you, too.
Okay. Same to you, buddy.
Yeah. So, and why don't you say it over the air like you usually do?
So, after Belichick.
So, anyway, I knew I coming in here this morning, you'd be full of glee.
Glee?
You'd be happy, and you're glad they cut him. I'm not happy that he didn't work out here.
No, I'm
Are you happy that he didn't work out here?
On one level, I'm very disappointed, because I thought I'd get a full season's worth of discussion fodder out of Antonio Brown.
They said they weren't going to do that.
Yeah, and I was hoping this would be one
like
long sideshow.
You won't give him any credit for doing what they said they would do. If he was going to be a pain in the behind, they weren't going to keep him.
I don't think
they
ever expressed that.
Well, they expressed the fact that they'll see how things go.
Yeah. They had no choice. They were backed into a corner. They were embarrassing themselves on the heels of all the other things that have swirled around this organization.
Very short leash. Very short.
Yeah. But, no, let me
why don't you give him some credit for getting rid of
him. Listen, I begged Bob Kraft, personal plea, last week to do the right thing. And he didn't do the right thing until this new text and more sexual misconduct was revealed.
No, what's the difference?
What is the difference?
The other stuff that he had been involved with, they NFL was going to get involved, and Vincent and the like, and they were going to investigate it and see what comes out of it.
And they interviewed Brittany Taylor for 10 hours on Monday.
Yes.
I'm not sure if Brown was interviewed at all last week.
Right.
Okay. And Patriot fans like you.
Wait a minute.
They were shouting it to the rooftops.
Wait a minute. They were gathering information.
Gathering information. Yes. Innocent until proven guilty.
This situation about texting something new.
Yep.
That's it. That's now. There's nothing you need to investigate. Right. It's right out there for everybody to see it. And they said, we're not going to tolerate this.
Wait a minute. The text that Brown sent out to Brittany Taylor were not out for everybody to see?
No, but we don't know for sure whether or not it was him texting.
Oh, it could have been somebody else.
It could have
That's
been.
True. You know, there's so many people out there trying to impersonate Antonio Brown. You got to watch out for that. First voter fraud, and now Antonio Brown fraud.
Yeah, a lot of people,
watch out.
A lot of people write like him.
Yeah. Sadly, you may be right about that.
I'm saying seriously. Yeah. But this last incident was something open and fresh for everybody to see. And that the Patriots put their foot down and said, enough of this crap.
All right, let me ask
I'm not going through this.
Let me ask you this.
I'm not going through this every week.
Let me ask you a counterfactual question.
Credit? No.
Okay, I'm going to ask you a counterfactual question. What happens if the Patriots did nothing about this recent text, and he was still on the roster and ready to go for tomorrow?
Then they'd be foolish.
But that didn't happen.
But you asked me what I said. Then they would be foolish.
Okay, so you give them some points.
I get him credit for putting a bar,
pulling the plug on this,
bar out,
right?
And say, if this guy violates this standard, then we're going to get rid of his behind, and that's what happened.
See, I
commend them for taking a chance, and I commend them for getting rid of him.
Okay, what was the point of taking the chance?
Tremendous talent.
Okay, so it's all about talent.
And I want to win.
And all you care about is winning, no matter what kind of players you use along the way.
Let me put it this way. If Aaron Donald has some problems with the Rams, some real similar problems with the Rams and stuff, and he was cut and he was available, would you take a flyer on him?
Similar problems?
Yeah.
No.
Well, see, I would.
Well, yeah, you were certainly supportive of the Albert Haynesworth failed experiment.
Albert Haynesworth had problems on the field. He just couldn't play.
Well, yeah, and this is different because
Aaron Donald can play.
Right, so you are at least honest.
Antonio can play.
Right.
Let me admit this much to me, little one. Can Antonio play?
That's not even the issue.
I didn't ask you that.
Can he play what?
chess.
Can he play football?
Yes.
He's an excellent wide receiver. Yes.
Thank you for admitting that.
I'd never admit it otherwise.
It's not like they're taking a chance on some second or third string player. This guy's one of the best in the National Football League, and they took a flyer on him.
So as many fans...
They didn't wait to the sixth or eighth game of the season. After the second game, he just couldn't discipline himself.
Now here's the next question.
So they got rid of him.
Obviously,
you don't like that either, though, I guess.
They never should have
wasn't good enough for people like you and Shaughnessy, you high moral bastions of society to help keep things in order.
I'm not the one.
Like to follow you around for a week.
I'm not the one who wears.
Again, maybe I wouldn't.
I'm not the one who wears my religion on my sleeve, who goes to a place of worship each and every Sunday.
I never heard of a Bible study like that. I told you that.
That's right. Antonio Brunt is apparently a passionate reader of the Bible.
Oh, stop it.
And loves Bible study, particularly those videos.
He missed about three quarters of it.
So I guess you and him have a lot in common.
No. Oh, no. Please don't go there. Please don't.
Yeah. And so let me ask you this. A friend of mine.
Let your light shine so you may glorify your Father, your Heavenly Father in heaven.
Right. And Antonio Brown is the living example of that. He's an embodiment of that credo.
How does his behavior glorify God?
Well, you ask him. He's a Christian.
We stop saying he's a Christian. He doesn't act like a Christian.
Well, he went to Bible study, apparently.
That doesn't make you a Christian.
Likes videos.
The devil going to try to bring you down when you get closer to your goals.
Yeah, the devil goes to Bible studies also.
So are we going to blame the devil for this latest escapade?
I don't even think the devil wants anything to do with it.
Let me ask you this question. After Antonio was released by the Patriots, got a text from a friend of mine. And his theory was, he happens to be a Giant fan down in Connecticut, but he's watching this from afar and kind of enjoying, I think, a little Schadenfreude kicking in. And he says, it looks like Belichick just couldn't take it anymore. He was sick and tired of the questions. And he went to Bob Kraft and said, that's it. I can't do it anymore. I want Antonio Brown out. What is your response to that?
First of all, I don't think Bob Kraft would have anything to do with it to begin with. I think he said, Bill, if you want to take a flyer on the guy because you think he's...
No, I'm not talking about yesterday. Who made the decision?
I don't think the press conference. I think they had a meeting, and they both came to a conclusion.
So
we got to get rid of the guy.
So you believe it was a joint decision. That's the official version of it.
That's what I think.
See, I don't believe that Belichick wanted to get rid of him. I think Belichick is a bloodless, cold, calculating. We know that about him.
No, enough about
morality
your life.
Let's
talk about Belichick.
Morality be damned.
No.
Okay?
How do you know that?
Because all he wants to do, and you just said it, he wants to win football games just like you do. All you care about.
But a certain standard.
Okay, you get no redemption in church tomorrow. You sold your soul to the Patriots winning a seventh Super Bowl.
That's not true. I have standards. I said I would.
Very few.
I know I'm in here with you.
On this subject, you have very few.
No. What are you talking about? I said I would get rid of him if he couldn't toe the mark.
He couldn't toe the mark. You know, it was fine to relieve himself on this woman's back and have three sexual assault allegations.
Do you know he did that? Do you know he did it?
I am, as I said yesterday, preponderance of evidence. It's a civil suit. All you need is preponderance. You don't need absolute proof without a doubt.
Do you know that he did it?
Preponderance of evidence says he did, yes.
Yeah.
Okay.
Surprised you didn't write it down
for
ideas.
So you still defend him against Brittany Taylor, but this latest misconduct, that's it right there. That's my line in the sand.
You don't know the difference between the two situations?
I don't.
Okay.
I don't.
Well, one of them.
It's all one piece.
One of them they're investigating, innocent till proven guilty. And the other one, obviously, it was current. It was something that he did the other day. And there's enough of that.
Okay. So who made the decision? You think it was both Belichick and Kraft?
I think it was joint.
Okay. What about Tom Brady? What is Brady's role in this?
I think Brady recognizes the guy's talents, which would enhance him. But at the same time, he's not willing to go along with something like this.
Do you think Brady...
If you told the guy to stay away from this any situation like that, and he does it anyway, then it's time to get rid of him. What's the debate?
So you think Tom Brady really cares about the moral dimensions of this story?
Doesn't well done is better than well said.
All he really cares about is having a top-flight wide receiver on his team.
I think he cares about the fiber of the team. And then if you have a player who refuses to adhere to the standards that this team has, then you have to get rid of him.
So Antonio Brown.
I'm sure he wasn't happy about it.
No.
But that's what you got to do. Sometimes you got to cut your losses.
Well, it happened sooner than later.
Like you and Shaughnessy are dancing in the streets.
I'm not dancing in the streets.
Yes, you are. All right, you're dancing in the hallway.
Okay. I'm happy the Patriots finally saw the light.
I don't see what finally means. You let him, he played a game.
Yep. They didn't, Larry, you make it sound as if they based their decision on his performance against Miami.
No,
we know that's not the case.
No, it wasn't nothing on the field that he did wrong.
We know he's in... ultra
There's
talented
something wrong
player.
With him, Craig. He can't follow rules, okay?
That's what I was trying to impress upon you the last 2 weeks.
You couldn't make that judgment last week.
Oh, I couldn't make it then?
No, no.
I couldn't make that judgment.
No, because there was an investigation, but until proven guilty. You don't know half the stuff that was reported, whether or not it was true or not.
Okay, Larry, by the way, she was not making a criminal complaint. It's a civil complaint.
I understand that.
You need preponderance of evidence. You do not need innocent until proven guilty without a doubt.
And okay? What does she want?
I have no idea.
Wanted money.
By the way, this woman on Wednesday wanted no money. She just wanted to alert the National Football League.
He's threatening her? Yeah. And he wasn't going to pay her for what he did. I can't stand people like that. I really can't.
You were all on board last week.
I said what he did on the field, I loved. Okay? But until I saw evidence to back up the story, then I was going to just hold out.
Yeah, you're going to hold off until as long as possible, because all you really care about, he's a commodity. He's an excellent receiver, one of the best in the game. He's a football player that can help your team win.
Isn't that what you're trying to do, bring in football players that can help the team?
Yeah, within reason.
Yeah, well, what's it within reason?
Aaron Hernandez, and I start from there. And the way you look at things, as long as he's not a cold-blooded murderer, then all is well.
And we don't know that yet.
That who? Aaron Hernandez is a cold-blooded murderer?
No. Antonio Brown.
Okay.
You don't know what else is in his background.
All right. So what do you know about Antonio Brown that changed your mind? That's one text to this woman on Wednesday night?
That they, when you go in for your initial meeting, and there are certain rules that you put in place, and that's one of them. I don't want any more of this texting and any more of that crap going on. Okay, coach, I got you. I understand. Then a day later, you're texting the woman and threatening her and every other kind of thing like that. That's open, defiant disobedience in terms of what you want to do. And he says, hey, you gotta go. I'm not going to go through this every week.
Larry Johnson has an epiphany right here on Sports Radio, WEEI.
If a guy breaks a rule, you get rid of him.
617-779-790.
That's not enough for you.
3-7. Did what Antonio Brown did on Wednesday, did that warrant an NFL investigation? Was it enough for the Patriots to pull the plug? Your reaction on that? And
617-779-7937. How's that?
That is excellent.
Good.
You are the Antonio Brown.
No hiccups with that either.
Well, unfortunately, that doesn't compensate for the 30 minutes of hiccups.
What, are you going to fire me?
I am, because I said right before Eamon, didn't we say right before the show?
Well, Eamon's knifed me in the back any number of times.
You have a past. You have a troubled past with his hiccups.
I got a troubled present.
Show after show after show.
The past just keeps following me around.
And if there are any more
Saturdays
hiccups,
between
that's
9 to 11:30, I get stuck in a studio with a moron.
Rest of it, I'm done with the rest of it.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Mustard and Johnson are rocking the Saturday Sports Talk on Sports Radio WEEI.
Call God. In the time of crisis, all I ask is love, dedication, and focus. Stay focused. The devil gonna try to bring you down when you get closer to your goals. The key is, don't let him.
Bleep out of here. My baby mama tricked you, dumb ass. Dumb. D-U-M.
Oh, well, the devil got to Antonio Brown again. Just when you thought he was going to make a major contribution to the New England Patriots based on his performance against Miami. And he is gone, and the Patriots will have to forge on without him.
The devil made me do it. No, I don't think so.
Thank you,
I think,
Flip Wilson.
I think this was something on your own.
617-779-7937 is the telephone number.
The Redskins might be the only team interested in this guy. He's running out of options fast.
Now, why would the Redskins
Because they're trying to get as many good players as they could possibly get.
Yes, the philosophy that you were spouting all too frequently on this very radio show a mere 7 days ago. But now, like a lot of your brethren, your Patriot fandom brethren, you've changed your tune. 617-779-7937 is the telephone number.
I'm happy they did what they did. I'm sad that it didn't work out, and you move on.
Well, Larry Johnson's moving on. We'll see what Andy from Framingham thinks about all this. You are first, as you tend to do, Mr. Framingham.
What's
Andrew.
Going on? Good morning, gentlemen.
How are you?
What's happening?
I'm doing fine. My feeling is this, is that it was not a question of if, but when. I mean, there was enough information out there that this was definitely can the dots had to be connected. This was predicted. I wonder if they did their homework with this guy. I mean, he blew up two locker rooms, two of them.
Well, I do think some of the shenanigans that went on with him, I don't think they were aware of it when they signed him.
And I will say this too, Larry, that the NFL, I mean, it's a competitive nature, obviously, and everyone's looking for talent to get the edge. According to the Globe, they insinuated that the Patriots were worried that Dallas or Kansas City would jump in on this. And my feeling was, if they want them, they can have them. Let them blow up their locker.
Yeah, you say that. Can you imagine Kansas City with this guy?
It's not going to happen.
The same thing would happen there. Andy Reid is the type of guy, like Belichick does to a lesser degree.
He's a little more laid back, though.
They all want to win in the worst way, and that's all they know.
At what cost?
They're not moral arbiters. They're not.
We don't expect them to be. I understand that. But here's the thing. Here's what upsets me a little bit. They got rid of a decent receiver to keep him, Demaryius Thomas. That's lost in the equation. The other thing, the distraction aspect. Nobody's talking about this defense, which could really be, although most of it's a no-name type defense, with the exception of Hightower and Bennett. This is a type of, this defense could be one of the best in the modern era.
Well, they have the best defensive back maybe in the game, certainly at the cornerback position, and Stephon Gilmore. Yeah. And we were talking about this last week, and I was saying from a pure practical point of view, forget the morals and ethics of the situation.
Right.
The Patriots flat out do not need Antonio Brown. This defense is as good as that defense, maybe even better than the 2003-04 Super Bowl teams.
I thought he was going to go to Seattle because Pete Carroll had half of these kind of guys in his locker room at USC, and he seems to thrive on this kind of stuff. So I never expected them to come here. One, because I didn't think, not that they did not need them, nor did I think they would pay them. Now they're on a hook for $5 million this year, another $4 million.
Well, let me ask you this, though, Andy. Why does Belichick not thrive on this kind of stuff? I mean, they're all football coaches. They all want to win. Andy Reid's doing the same thing.
But Belichick,
he has no more moral standards than Pete Carroll does.
He does not thrive on distractions.
What's that?
He does not thrive on distraction.
Wait a minute. Would Pete Carroll have tolerated Antonio Brown if this thing occurred in Seattle?
He's had people like that in his locker room
Wait
before.
A minute. Who? Give me one example.
Well,
anybody as bad as Antonio Brown?
People at USC, there's been, I mean, collegially, it's not at the same level.
His career at USC, they had quite a few distractions that he tolerated.
Wait a minute, Andy, you and Larry are telling me that Bill Belichick has a higher moral standard than Pete Carroll does?
I didn't say that.
Yes, you did. You said he should have gone to Seattle.
Distraction.
I don't think where you get this moral thing from. Like, people are out there just. Give me your thugs and your creeps and every don't think people are saying that.
Well, I know Pete's reputation. They think he cut some corners, that he was willing to take players that would not have made the grade, maybe academically or athletically in some programs. They're all out to do one thing and one thing only. Pete Carroll is no different than anybody else.
And he did. And,
right.
he, and he did.
Right.
Then when the Flames got too high for him, he jumped ship.
How did he jump ship?
He left.
He left.
Pete Carroll.
Yeah, he went to the NFL where he's done a very good job. Made,
yeah, sure.
Yeah,
well,
he was one. He, you know, other than.
Where's USC's program now?
How is it? I don't know.
In the gutter.
It's in the gutter. So you blame Pete Carroll for that because he went to the gutter to recruit players that didn't belong on the USC Trojans?
I think you tolerate certain players, and when it gets to a point where you can no longer control them, it's going to backfire on you.
I'm not here to argue about Pete Carroll's football philosophy or his moral standards, but to me it's absolutely ludicrous to claim that Bill Belichick has a higher standard than Pete Carroll does.
I don't think Andy said that.
Yes, he did. He said he should have gone to Seattle.
What you do is you talk about callers behind their back after you hang up on them. That's your style.
He can call back at any time.
No, but then you do that, then you hang up on them.
Yeah. What you like to do is you like to...
I like to confront somebody face on if they have a point I disagree with.
Okay. We had the discussion. I asked the question.
No, you're
I said,
a coward with a button. You're a coward with a button. That's what you are.
Bob and Waltham. Okay, we're gonna have a knockdown, drag out fight right now, Bob. Anything you say, I'm gonna leave on forever. Let's go.
Okay, cool. Well, I'm with you all the way here, Craig. I didn't want Antonio Brown to begin with.
All right, hang up, Bob.
I did. You know, and it's like this. You know, Bill Belichick can scrape and scrape on his shoe, but he's still got a little doo-doo on there left over. And I'll tell you, we had guys like, you know, Randy Moss and Corey Dillon. And, yeah, those guys had plenty of problems. But he just, in your gut, you just knew this guy wasn't going to be able to fly right. He wasn't going to be able to follow the rules. Those guys, with all their problems, once they got here, they started following the rules. And Antonio Brown, for some reason, I just knew he wasn't going to be able to do it. You know, I don't know if he's guilty of any of this sexual stuff or not. It's very hard to tell.
How do you know he was? How do you know he wasn't going to be able to do it?
It's a gut feel. I don't know. It's just I don't. You know, look, these other guys have done some of the same thing. And you know what? We've been talking about for 2 weeks is Antonio Brown. Instead of talking about with a little bit of this great defense smattered in here and there. And you know what? I'm psyched. I am relieved that he's gone, but I'm psyched about one thing. We won't have to keep, we'll talk it out today and maybe tomorrow, and then after that, we can start talking about what a great defense that we have and some of the other good aspects of this team.
It's funny how they rebuilt the defense because they don't really have that 330-pounder in the middle. They got the Danny Shelton, Michael Bennett.
They've got a fast defense. I love how they're getting after the quarterback. And I know they haven't been playing the greatest opponents here and all that stuff. But, hey, by the way, before I go, I want to give you guys a really cool medical update. I had a recent CAT scan on that cancer, and it is almost all gone. They've given me a chemo holiday. The oncologist thinks it's going to be gone for at least a year. She said it will be back eventually. But that's what was making me dance in the streets a couple of weeks ago. And then I found out about Antonio Brown, and I went, oh, man, what are you doing this for?
I'm glad you're feeling well.
Happy
really
to hear it, Bob.
Thank you.
Yeah, from two people who know what that's like. We've been there and done that. 617.
You don't know what you're going through, man, until you're sitting up there with that CAT scan and stuff, and then they have to come in and I'll never forget one time I was in there, and they say, wait a minute, there were some marks on his stomach. And they had to go out and check the film or something. And, man, I never prayed so hard. I said, oh, Lord, you know, I don't want something like that to happen. And fortunately, it was nothing. It was just fat.
I could have told you that. You didn't have to go to a hospital to figure that one out. 617-779. I have no medical degree at all. I had that one nailed.
It was one time I was happy to see fat.
I am not a doctor, and I do not play one on the radio.
Selling a little? Or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Let's get you back to more of Mustard and Johnson on Sports Radio WEEI.
Well, look, the league was already starting its investigation. That started in earnest on Monday when they talked to the woman who made the first accusation, the rape accusation. Last week, they did not put him on the commissioner's exemplars because they were very wary of doing that. This was a continuing issue and that they might have to do something. But here we are. They did not have to do it. The Patriots took it out of their hands. I think there was certainly some thought around the league yesterday that they hoped that the Patriots would do something before the league had to step in.
Well, that's what happened yesterday. Bill Belichick walking out of his news conference. Couldn't take any more questions about Antonio Brown.
I can't take it anymore.
I'm mad as hell and I can't take it anymore. Channeling Howard Beale from Network way back when.
Boy, was he prophetic.
That was one of the great movies of all time because it was in 1976. He predicted everything that was going to happen. Larry Johnson, however, and all his Patriot fandom brethren could not predict that Antonio Brown, wherever he went, there he was.
Wherever you go.
He could not be converted. No proselytizing by the Reverend Tom Brady or his eminence, Bob Kraft, or Father Bill Belichick.
There are some people in life, though, that no matter what you try to do, I've seen it. You try to redeem them and try to help them, and they're just not going to have it.
Absolutely not. And here's a man that's tried to redeem himself many times, some institutionally. John and Malden is next on Sports Radio WEEI.
John!
Good morning, guys. Larry, it's great to hear your hiccups are under control.
Oh, man. Yeah, no, right.
Actually, they're not.
Who's out of control more, Larry's hiccups or Antonio Brown? That's the question.
Well, before I get to him, I want to let you guys know that tonight at the Kowloon, the Red Sox elimination party will begin.
Red Sox elimination party.
That's right. I'm laughing at the Red Sox. What a disaster of a season. Again, the most money spent. They get the worst bang for their buck in professional sports. Another year down the tubes, but enough of them losers.
I think the only people who were really disappointed Antonio Brown got cut were the Red Sox.
He
took off all the heat off of them.
You know something, Craig? Larry is such a fraud, okay?
Thank you.
He wanted the guy.
I wanted the guy.
Okay? He destroyed two locker rooms. He cost the Raiders a couple of draft picks, I think. He walked out on the Steelers. But the minute he tried to cheat a starving artist out of $700...
That's right. That's right.
That's it.
Don't mess with my drawing tablet.
You know, I never made that connection, and John, I count on you to dig down deep and find the real truth in the matter, and you did.
That's right. Yep. That's right.
Because I know the pain of having somebody do that to you.
Actually, now you painted something for Oprah. Oprah didn't act unethically with you, did she?
She wanted to haggle with the price a little bit.
Okay, but she never did anything that Antonio Brown tried to do.
She has trouble making ends meet, but she did buy a painting off me. The nicest job I ever had was 15 5 foot by 5 foot mural paintings for the Adams Mark Hotel in Dallas. That was fabulous.
And where again? Could you say in that's Dallas. The city again for those who missed it?
At the Adams Mark Hotel in Dallas.
In Dallas, okay.
I thought I was going to keep going with it, and then the owner decided he wanted to change the whole thing around.
Oh, that's too bad.
So he didn't want paintings anymore.
Well, maybe Antonio Brown. I mean, actually, he probably is a little short in his pocketbook these days, too. He said goodbye to $30 million, John, with Oakland, $20 or $25 million with Pittsburgh, and then he had, what, $15 million lined up with the Patriots. That's all gone. He's getting
nothing.
The worst
part is I wonder what his agent says to him, man. If that were my client, I'd have to say, man.
Well, I have a question on that. How much did he get from the Patriots? And if he got it all up front, can he go to another team? Because
no,
he didn't get it all up front.
No. In fact, he was supposed to get a nice payment
on Monday.
Monday.
Yeah, he's going to get a couple of $5 million payments. That's gone. Apparently, he got paid for two games, totaling about $160,000 plus a roster bonus. So.
Monday.
So he didn't get any of this money.
I mean, you know, I can understand some of these guys who can't resist cocaine or something, and they just can't, you know, they have drug problems and they leave money on the table. But what is wrong with this guy?
Well, he must have an addiction to behavior.
He's a sexual addict. Just he expresses it in different ways.
Yeah, but how about this? Didn't he also cost his agent money? I mean, the agent get a percentage, right?
Yeah.
So wait, if you were the agent, wouldn't you be like, what is wrong? Dude,
I think the agent is just he's an enabler.
Well, they're all, Larry, wait a minute, hold on a second. Mr. Hypocrite,
yes.
You're an enabler, Belichick's an enabler, Kraft's an enabler.
You're the only one that's perfect
Thank God I am here.
I wish I were like you.
Listen.
I'm a paragon of moral virtue.
You are, and that's crumbling like the Roman Empire.
I'm glad the guy's not here because I can't stand listening to sports radio recently. I mean, this is worse. It's worse than the Super Bowl two weeks
All right, let's
before.
Go back and talk
it's
Red Sox. Let's go back and talk Red Sox Yankees.
No, let's talk about the season. I mean, the NFL.
What's here to talk about? So far, it's
that's
a major.
What I'm saying.
So far, it's a major disappointment, Brady. He's right. Every time you turn around, they're calling a holding call. The league is losing its rhythm in terms of for the games. Every time you turn around, there's a penalty. I dare you to watch a punt return without a penalty being called.
That's been going on for a long time. Sue in Maine, you're next on Sports Radio.
Hi, WBI. Sue.
Hi, how are you?
How are you?
Good. First time caller. Listen to EEI all the time.
I just
wanted to say that I think Antonio Brown texted that girl on purpose. He knew it was over. Just a way to get out of it. That's my theory.
Why would he want to get out of it? He's running out of teams.
Well, you know, he has mental health problems. And I believe that.
He needs help. I really do.
He needs help with that.
When anybody goes as far as he has gone, then obviously there are issues that we're not talking about. People are afraid to talk about it. But he's got some issues.
Yeah, he does have some issues. So I think texting that girl, I think he did it out of like, okay, this is going to be it. I don't think he cares about the money. When you have mental health issues, you're not thinking about money. You're just thinking about, you can't think.
He goes home.
Put it that way.
He goes home.
Sure.
He sits. He broods. He pulls out a cell phone, and he just wants to give her a piece of his mind. He can't control his efforts.
No, he's out of control, whether it's genetic, whether it's environmental, whether it's cultural. He's living in a state of enablement. We understand that the Drew Rosenhaus, the agent, has enabled him, but sports has enabled him. The system in which we live, in which we lionize and glorify.
But he's not the only one.
No, but you were doing it for 2 weeks, Larry. You were enabling
him. Enabling him? Did I pick him up at Logan?
Larry, you and all the other Patriot fans that were, again, I hate to use that metaphor.
I don't mind taking a chance.
You rationalize the whole thing for the sake of winning.
If I think I can straighten them out. Oh, I'll take please. The chance.
And what chance did you really
what,
believe?
What chances do people take to try and straighten you out when you were a thug running around?
But they've given up on me. That's the
suburbs.
Difference. That's the difference. They've given up on me. They know I'm a rep. 17779.
But a dozen.
7937. One down. We still, Larry, you got to dig down deep today. Resilience has got to be your middle name.
Okay, I got to rev up my hiccups.
Because you're going to have to find a way for next hour and a half. To eliminate the hiccups. Maybe you can do it in this break. 617-779.
I can hold my breath for the break. How's that?
How about you hold the breath for the next 90 minutes or
ooh,
so?
Oh, I'd like to do yeah. that. You trying to commit me to commit suicide?
Let's see. We have a paper bag. That's a remedy. We have the swallow sugar. You might like yeah. that one.
There's a trial going on now.
Okay.
People trying to encourage people to kill themselves. Is that what you're doing on the air?
I just would like you to kill the hiccups for the next 90 minutes. That's
is
all
that,
I
is
ask.
Is that what you're doing on the air?
I'm begging you. I'm yeah. begging you to eliminate
and
those.
You clean up that area over there. It's a mess.
617-779-7937. Don't forget, BC football, 11:30.
By the way, you can't let the Red Sox off the hook totally. You can't.
Who's letting them off the hook?
It's expensive payroll almost in baseball, and they take the arrow.
Is that a tease for next hour?
It could be.
Yeah, we can talk a little bit about
you
the Red Sox.
You like teasing.
Yeah. we people? What do you mean by that?
You, Ordway,
all you white people?
Yeah, all you bunch.
Yeah, have a nice day. 617.
You've had a mic for years, so you just torment and tease people.
617-779-7937. I don't know where he's going, but if it gets rid of the hiccups, I'm all for it.
You need to stick it right in his ass.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.